We have an analysis. Now, this analysis is made up of strong members, or of members, and of strong co-workers only who are sending in $20 or more a month. That means that they are tithe payers. Now, even members that send in less than that, if I understand this report, are not included. We have many people that would become members that are not included in this list at all. Now, I have found a way of taking these figures and arriving at an estimate of the actual number of members we would have in every city where we have enough to raise up another church all over the United States. So we know where we should go next and where we should go after that and where we'll have the biggest churches with the most members, you see. I tried this system on places. For instance, this was made up before the churches in Dallas and Garden City and some places like that were raised up. I told Raymond Cole that according to this, we should have so many members in Garden City. I said, now I've never heard, how many do you have? Well, he had just one more. I was within one of what it should be. We were within one or two at Dallas. It measures out almost exactly, according to these figures, of what we do have in Pasadena. In every city where we have a church, these figures come out exactly for the right number of members. And so I can tell you that this is pretty accurate. We know just about how many members we're going to have in any one of these cities. Now, some of you want to know when we're going to have a church in your district. All right, listen, and I'll tell you. Some of this was quite a surprise to us. Well, now, wait a minute. I thought Kansas City was first. It isn't. Where did I get that mixed up? I had in mind that Kansas City was the next place. No, it isn't. It's third. The next place that will give us the largest number of members where we do not have a church is Big Springs, Texas. And this indicates, now that means some of you are here, how many of you are here that will go to church at Big Springs when we get one there? Let me see your hand. Rise up, will you, so we can see you. Big Springs, Texas. That is, there near enough you to attend church there, if we have a church there. Let's see, there's 3, 6, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, how many? I know I've got at least 14 here. Well, did you get 18? 18 right here, waiting to have a church raised up at Big Spring. Well, this indicates you'll have 37 members when we start. Now, you see how near right I am when it happens. Now, the second place would be 33 members at Oklahoma City. How many are here that would attend church at Oklahoma City when we get one there? Let me see you. Stand up. Raise your hand. Let's see. Well, I count 15 or more. This indicates there'll be 33 altogether. Some of them are not here now. Some of them are only co-workers. But this is the thing I know. The co-workers that send in a certain amount of money, we know that of those, a certain percent, and it's between a third and a half of them, are going to be members. All of them won't be. We've only allowed for the percent that we know actually will, with the minister's help up there, become members. Now next then comes Kansas City, where we should have a church of 30 members. How many of you here would attend at Kansas City? I'm not going to keep asking all the way along, but I would like to see that. How many do we have here that are nearest to Kansas City that would attend? Oh, I only see three here. This indicates, I tell you up there, it's mostly a lot of co-workers that are not yet members, that are ready to become members. The number of co-workers there is very high. Now, just a minute, I'll give you that. Kansas City is in Missouri, isn't it? Here we are. No, this indicates that we only have 9 members up there now. But we have, now where this says 9 members, that is those that are, have tithes of over $20 a month average. Now remember that we probably have members up there that aren't in that kind of a bracket and don't send in that much tithe. And on the other hand, that is only one man in each case or one family, and maybe there are 2 or 3 in the family, you see. So it means more than 9 members. You can be sure that that means at least 18 members right there. Then we have 22 co-workers. That indicates that there would be at least about 11 of those that would come in as members. Well, now, Fort, I won't ask any more of you to stand up, but Wichita, Kansas is Fort, where we should have a church of 28 members. And fifth is Abilene, Texas, where we should have a church of 26 members to start. I see some happy people back there at the mention of Abilene. All right, Abilene, rise up. Let's see how many have won a church there that will attend there in Abilene. You're the ones that we're going to get to first if we just simply can get the minister for it. All right, now sixth in line would be Fort Smith, Arkansas, where we should have a church of 25 members in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And seventh in line is Topeka, Kansas. We should have a church of 25. And eighth in line would be a church at McAlester, Oklahoma, of 25 members. And ninth would be Tulsa, Oklahoma, 25 members. And tenth is Roswell, New Mexico. Think of that, way out there in New Mexico. How many of you people here are near enough you would attend church at Roswell, New Mexico? Are there some of you here? Now there's another town, I think it's up at Santa Fe, New Mexico, indicates we'll have a church not quite that large, but it's farther down on the list, but that's on the list too. Now let's see, 11th, Springfield, Missouri, we should have a church of 25 members. 12th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where we should have 21 members. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Some of you Milwaukee people are here. Who are here from Milwaukee? Let me see. Or near Milwaukee that would attend church there. Just look at that, up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, 13th in order is Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with 21. And I'd like to have you stand, but I guess we'll have to hurry along. 14th. Is San Francisco, California. Probably the church would be in Oakland rather than San Francisco, but in that district, we should have a church out there at San Francisco of 20 members. Now, 15th, Waco, Texas, we should have 20 members. And 16th, Amarillo, Texas, we should have 20 members to start. And this is just at the beginning. It'll be bigger as we go along. 20 members at Amarillo. And now 17th, Duncan, Oklahoma, we should have 20. And 18th, Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, these are all tied, you see, all 20. Little Rock, Arkansas, 20. Now, that's as far as I have ordered them, but there are 25 that would give us 17 or more members. Some of the others that I might mention as we go along, let me see. Well, here, Decatur, Illinois, we should have 17 members. Fort Wayne, Indiana, 15. Boise, Idaho, 17, just to give you some more. Tucson, Arizona, we ought to have a church of 14 members, and in Phoenix, 15 members to start, as soon as we can get ministers there. Pine Bluff, Arkansas, 11 members. Bakersfield, California, 15 members. This said Garden City, Colorado, 23 members that I had on here. I read to you what it was, and I think it's 24. Now, this thing is accurate, I think. And now let's see. We should have 12 members. It isn't quite big enough yet in Lafayette, Louisiana, but there would be 12 members there. Now, let's see, 15 members in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and 15 in Jackson, Mississippi. 11 in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, did I read that? 11 in Detroit, Michigan, 10 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. 10 in Albuquerque, 13 Las Cruces, 17 in Las Vegas, New Mexico. And Roswell, 22, that's in New Mexico. 15 in Akron, Ohio. We sent a minister over there, and inside of 30 days, I'm sure, he could raise up a church with 15 members right there. That's what we have ready and waiting. 17 in Woodward, Oklahoma. 12 in Mitchell, South Dakota. 10 in Spring City, Tennessee.
There should be a church of 12 out in El Paso. Not quite enough yet to put it, rank it up first. And many, many other places of a few less that as the broadcasts go along, there are going to be more. Now, do you believe that the harvest is more plenteous than the laborers, brethren? Just think of that. Think of the members in all these places, and we don't have a minister send there yet. Now, that brings up this matter. Some man here was asking me, oh, I should remember now where he's from, but asking me if it isn't all right for the members to meet anyhow without a minister, and I said, absolutely not. And if I have the power and authority to forbid you to do it, I forbid it. I'll use anything in my power to prevent it for your own sake, because if you do it, I will predict unerringly that you will not be together 6 months, let alone a year. I have been used by God in raising up church after church where I had to meet together without a pastor, and there's not one of them that ever lasted a year. God has set pastors and officers in the church and for a reason and a purpose, and if you know more than God and you know more than God's ministers, well, you just go ahead and try it, but I'll tell you, don't any of the rest of you go along with whoever starts it, because he's starting something contrary to God's way, and it's bound to doom anyone who starts it. And I'll tell you right now, I think if we find it out, we'll treat anyone that starts that kind of a movement as an enemy of the church. I wouldn't have said that except by cruel experience I've just found out. I know how your hearts are and how you want to assemble together and everything, but it doesn't work, brother. It just doesn't work. Well, now I think that's a fairly complete summary of the work and what has happened to it. Now I have to give you a financial report. And, as usual, the work is increasing in its scope, and it has to increase in the amount of money it takes to run it, and then the income that makes necessary every single year. Now, this is a combined report, the Radio Church of God and Ambassador College. That is, it's two separate reports, I should say. Since the church has sponsored the college, and since it's all God's church and God's college, even though they're two separate corporations, I know we're all interested and we consider it as one work as a whole, but divided into two corporations. And I will say this, that it's going up every year, and this is the report of the fiscal year that ended June 30th. That's from beginning with July 1st and ending with June 30th. I think we just barely hit $1 million and just a little, a few dollars over a year ago, if you remember. Well, this report this year, it's $1,197,000, almost $1,200,000, and $95.92. That's the first overall combined figure. $1,197,000 and $95.92. Now, since June 30th, however, we're going at such a rate that it looks like it will be up to about $1.33 million next year. I hope it will, and we're going at that rate now. We're climbing toward $1.5 million. I might say we're climbing toward $2 million a year, because we're climbing toward it anyway. All right, now listen carefully, and I'll go through this as rapidly as I can. But by law, we are required to give you now a complete rundown of financial statements. This is an operating statement of the Radio Church of God. And by the way, when anyone asks you, what church do you belong to? How many of you say, well, this Armstrong movement? How many of you do? How many of you say the Armstrong group? How many of you say you belong to the Church of God? That's more like it. This is God's church. Now, to all regular purposes, do not just say Radio Church of God. It's the Church of God. The corporate name is Radio Church of God, and that's only because others have the name Church of God that we feel didn't rightly belong to it. But nevertheless, the United States government gives us freedom of speech and religion, and we're glad they do, because we wouldn't have it if the others didn't have it too. And so, by divine right they have it or not, they have it. And they have it by legal right. And they have the name Church of God, and we couldn't use it we had to qualify it, and so since our evangelistic work is put as the number one work of the church, as Christ said it, even ahead of our local church services, and since the biggest part of the evangelistic work was on the radio at the time, we were forced to use the name Radio Church of God. Now, to be technical and legal, it's the Radio Church of God. But from a spiritual point of view, it's just the Church of God. Now, if anyone says, oh, you're a member of this Church of God over here, so-and-so, or Anderson, Indiana, or some other place, then you have to say, no, we have no connection with them. Our corporate name is Radio Church of God. You can say that. But don't ever tell them you're one of Herbert Armstrong's followers, but you're one of Jesus Christ's followers. All right. But the technical corporation, Radio Church of God, this is it. Income now. Received by mail, as all tithes and offerings come in, practically all of it by mail, $777,094.44. Now, this doesn't include the college. This is the church only. Property fund, that's money sent in at that time up to June 30th for the property, $3,300.46. Canadian money, $3,217.27. I think we're going to have some churches in Canada some of these days. Canadian brethren and listeners sent down over $3,000 for the church during the year. Church offerings, that's the offerings taken up at the Feast of Tabernacles and all of our festivals in all of our churches, the six or seven times during the year, totaled $33,533.16. Miscellaneous offerings, $1,743.18. That makes a total of income from those sources $818,888.51. Now, of loans, money received that was lended to us that has to be paid back, $16,683.58. Now, that does not all mean loans from people we have to literally pay back in one sense. There are, as I say, two corporations. There will be times when the college is up against it, and to meet a payroll or something, the church is getting along pretty good at that particular week, and the college isn't, and the church will loan the college maybe a couple thousand or $5,000. And then later the college repays it. Or the church might be up against it to pay some very big radio bills, and the college is running pretty good and can spare some money. So we take money out of the college account and loan it to the church, and it's recorded on the books, but that money has to be paid back. The college can loan to the church and the church to the college. It's never loaned very long. It's always paid back pretty quickly. But that does help us, having the two organizations, to get by some tough situations when we couldn't without it. So a lot of this money, maybe $16,000, a lot of it probably came from the college. And the church had loaned the college enough to offset it probably or to pay it back. Now, at the time this report was made, June 30th, there were, as a deficit of unpaid checks, $8,046.79. That many checks written that were out that had not yet cleared the bank. So that's put down on the statement there. Now, that is considered there as income. No, it's deducted from the income, reducing it down to $827 because that had to be left there to, was already been paid out. So that reduces then the income to $827,525.30. Now, deposited to the savings account during the year, much of which had to be withdrawn and spent, of course, and a fairly good share of it still there, $86,779.83 that was put into savings. Withdrawn from the savings account, however, put in, stayed there for a while, and then later had to be used in the work, 77,938. Well, that would only leave about 9,000, but however, it has gone up quite a little since then. I can tell you there's a lot more than 9,000 in it right now. I'm glad to be able to say that. Now, that leaves, let's see, the one is subtracted from the other, making 8,841. That's subtracted, coming down now to an actual left income of $818,663.47. Now, that's the receipts. But, all right, now the expenditures. For salaries, in the broadcasting division, $11,029.20 paid out in salaries. Office salaries for the church, $73,066.50. See, this is getting to be quite an enterprise. God's business is big business. It isn't little business. Ministerial salaries, $39,628.99. And that's going up. They've been raised. Most of them. Make more over here, $12,087.50. In Colorado, $6,750. And our schools that are operated by the church, $15,037. Well, we come to $19,000 withheld from that. It's a total of $160,897. And subtract the withholding tax, and you have a total then actually paid them of $141,824. And withholding tax paid to the government, $18,134. $19,000 was withheld. Well, it hadn't all yet at that time been paid to the government, but most of it had, of course. Now, broadcasting expenses. Broadcasting, we spent with the television stations during that year, $79,432.92. Television production ran even more than the, to produce the films cost more money than to put them on the air. $88,857.87. Radio stations, we paid $310,686.93. Almost $750,000. Almost one third of all the expense that runs the church and the college and the schools and everything goes into radio broadcasting. That's paid to radio stations. Now, advertising, newspaper, and otherwise, $3,064.77. And that was preaching the gospel by advertising space. Equipment and supplies purchased, $2,281.22. Air Express to send out the tapes to the radio stations, $5,594.57. My, I remember when $5,000 would have run the whole work for a year, and Mrs. Armstrong and my and our family income came out of it, all the radio bills, and all of the plain truth, and all the postage and everything on that. And that's just Air Express now, send the programs to the stations. Miscellaneous expenses, $1,837.05. That means a total broadcasting expense of almost $500,000, $491,755.38. Which has reached millions of people and has brought hundreds new into conversion and into the church. Office expense. Fees. Well, we have attorney's fees, we have architect's fees, we have fees to pay out for things in connection with broadcasting and television and everything, $12,247. General insurance, $3,629.45. Miscellaneous office expense, $1,298.06. That's total office expense of $17,174.51. Now, financial repayment of loans. Money spent now to repay loans. Well, here it is broken down. Repaying loans that Ambassador College gave us, $36,008.25. There it is. That's paid back to Ambassador College.
paid out commissioners that they had
previously loaned us that we paid back during the year $12,693.90. Now, insurance payments, $6,128. That's a total there in that category of $54,130. Now, ministerial and church expenses.
Here's the ministerial expense of
$31,354.64. General Great Water expense over here, $5,072.02. We have a regular office and a bank account here at Gladewater, and we have to send money over. They employ certain men for various things in the work here on the tabernacle. Colorado, $910. Foreign expense, $37,277.67. Of course, there's lots of foreign broadcasting and the foreign offices, the foreign mail, and everything like that. Schools, $2,370.37. Holy day expenses, $5,213.73. Baptizing tours, $3,472.12. Scholarships given to students who deserved them, $1,600. And miscellaneous expense, $1,643. That's a total of ministerial and church expense, $89,968.95. Now, let me see. General expenses. Automobile expenses, $1,519.24. That was before June 30th. We had to buy two new station wagons to send the baptizing tours out on. The other cars were getting too old. Tell you, these baptizing tours are really punishing on automobiles. And we found we almost need to send out new cars. Old cars will go to pieces. They won't stand up under it. Business and advertising, $510. Copyright and tax expense, $300. We copyright all our literature. We have to keep an attorney in Washington going for that. Miscellaneous expense, $1,218.81. That's $3,584.48.05 total. Now that, then, is a total of expense, now all expenses summarized, of the church, $817,236.01. Now the net income after the deductions I made up here was $818,683.47, leaving us a balance at the end of the year. We usually have had a deficit, now we have a credit balance, $1,447.46. So we have balanced the budget. Now, are there any objections at all, or any comment before I go on with the college expense, or the college list? Ambassador College operating statement for the same fiscal year ending June 30th, 1956. Income from the publishing division. Now, I think I stated to you once before how we turn over all the publishing division of the work of the church to the college. And, my, this meeting's taking longer than I thought. I'll hurry this along. I didn't realize. But there's a lot to tell you. I told you just what I had to say. I've explained before how the college publishes all of our literature, pays for the publishing expense, pays the salary, pays the postage, and all of that. Now, you'll find that here on the college operating statement. The college has been getting 30% and the radio church 35%. We found it wasn't enough for the college. We've changed it 35% to the college and 65% to the church now. However, I think that change was made after this June 30th. All right, income from the publishing division of the college, $333,601.65. That's over a third of over a third of $1 million for the college. So Little Ambassador College is really on a pretty good financial footing, actually. And it has an income as assured as the income of the church. Now notice what keeps the college going. $333,000 from the publishing division. But tuitions, we have received only $12,710. $12,000 against $333,000. You see, I wonder if the students realize that their tuitions pays very little the cost of giving them an education. Now, received money from our dormitories. Board, we received $10,911.07 from students. Rent, housing in our dormitories, $3,764.91. That is a total from those two items of dormitory of $14,675.98. $14,600 there, $12,700 tuitions, but $333,000 had to come from the work by the publishing division to operate the college. All right, now, piano and organ lessons. I think we may have paid the teachers more than this, but we received, to go on fees, from students, $1,155.72. Notes receivable, $5,134.40. That means students paid that much money, $5,000, by note. And we have loaned them the money, and they paid it by note. And we hold the notes. We didn't get the cash. We just got the notes. Rentals, $6,367.26. Now, we rent some of our houses to certain students who, in turn, collect rent from the other students there. We have to do that technically in order to operate some of our men's student residences. I think that's what is included there. Miscellaneous receipts or income, $4,562.30, making a total of $378,207.41. Income from all of those sources. Now, income from loans received from the Radio Church of God, which it loaned to the college, $53,955.31 through the year. Now, these loans back and forth are not included on the statement I gave you, the $1,197,000, because that, in one sense, is not actual additional income, you understand. I subtracted all that. The $1,197,000 is actual income. Now, Radio Church of God, I gave you that. Other income from loans that were paid, $4,788.62. That might have been from students that have graduated or something and owed money and have paid in that much on it. Now, that's a total, then, of $58,000 added to the $378,000, coming to a total of $436,951.34. But unpaid checks that were written on the Ambassador College account that had not yet cleared the bank on this particular day of June 30th, $9,405.42. We had to keep that money in the bank, so that's subtracted from the $436,000. Reducing the net income down to $427,545.92 income. Well, you see, the college income is climbing up close to $500,000. So Ambassador College isn't such a little bit of a tin horn institution after all, is it? Now then, expenditures for the college. First, salaries. Professor's salary, $71,081.58. Administration salary, $31,717.03. Maintenance salaries, $32,924.95. Dormitory salaries, $13,378.15. Publishing division salaries, where the college pays salaries for work on our publications, $53,191.28. Total salary, $202,292.99, of which $25,007.09 was withheld, where we have to act as tax collector for the government. They don't pay us for our work. And of which $21,048.05 was actually paid out to the government. Now, plant. Property payments on proper principal of property, we paid out through the year $32,287.88 on properties. Library, we didn't do much. This year, we're really going to spend some money on our library as soon as the new Merritt properties are available, so we get in there and can open up more space for library in our building that will become library building that has been the class building. We spent $1,787.66 for library or books. We're going to have to spend a lot more than that this year. For improvements, $15,369.40. Equipment and furniture, $8,804.22. Now, spent on our college plant, then, in property payments, improvements, equipment, furniture, so on, $58,249.16 total. That's the total of all those other items. Now we come to just the operating expenses of the college. First comes property taxes, $8,944.34. Interest paid out, $5,840.46. Building and goods supplies, or building and grounds, maybe that is, GDS, I suppose that's grounds. Building and grounds supplies, $4,931.12.
Office supplies,
$3,804.38.
Music department
expense, $1,222. Automobile expense, $4,080.15. Home ec department expense, $150. Public utilities that we paid out, light, water, gas, and all that sort of thing, electricity, $9,593. Water bill and gas bill at the home that much? Well, that's what ours is at the college. $9,593 for the year. Insurance. Now, we had another kind of insurance above. This just marked insurance here, $2,128.15. Repayment of loans, $1,889.11. Loans paid out to the Radio Church of God, $5,579.48. We made a loan to J.L. Block when he had to make a quick down payment on this property of $15,000, which we are to get back, or otherwise it's credited on the property. Miscellaneous expenses, $5,126.90 in operating expense. Now, add all those items under operating expense, and it comes to a total operating expense of $68,289.09 that it costs us to operate the college, not including salaries, of course, or payments on property and improvements. Now, dormitory expense. We received some money from the students, and we didn't receive as much as we paid. For food, we paid out $16,650. Now, up here, I see the students only paid us for their board $10,911, but it cost us $16,650. And probably the rest of it we've had to loan the students, and they still owe us for it. Because we ought to break even. I don't know whether we're breaking even. I don't know whether the price we charge them is what it costs us, or probably we're charging them less than it costs. I want to tell you now, and I want all the students to get this, and I want their parents to. The students are not really paying for their education at Ambassador College. It's a small part. And we're having to make it up out of what the college does in the publishing division of the church. That has to make up the balance and pay. In other words, for every dollar that any student pays at Ambassador College, the church or the college through the publishing division of the church work, actually, is paying many times that amount of money. I wonder if you students realize what a privilege it is to come to Ambassador College. You only pay for a very small part of what you get, what it costs to put you through. Now, equipment and furniture for dormitories, because we have new students and we have to buy new beds and mattresses and all kinds of things every year, $1,704.82. Repairs, $462.10. Repairs on dormitories. Miscellaneous expenditures for dormitory, $2,251.20. Dormitory expense, $21,068.12. Now, for board and room, we received from students $14,000, but we had to pay out $21,000. There you are. Publishing division. Now, of course, it cost the college a lot of money to publish all this literature and pay for the postage and everything. Now, here is that part of the expense that is not a legitimate college expense, but this is what the college pays in order to have the income of $333,000, which is pretty good business for the college, and it's just as good for the church, because where would the church be without the college to supply ministers? Now, this really has that California cat and rat ranch deal, you know. That might sound good on paper, but this is something that really works, where the one helps the other, you see. Office supplies, $3,934.63. Paper and printing department supplies, $17,151.92. Printing outside, that is the cost of printing the plain truth, the good news, which Ambassador College pays for, by the way. Our college catalog, everything of that kind. Now, the annual, the envoy, is not included in here. The students handle that by the money that you pay for that. I don't think that's, Mr. O'Rear, that's not included in here at all, is it? No. No, we have nothing to do with that. And, but the printing that we pay outside of our own printing plant, $44,183.97. Postage. Listen to this. All the postage, all the cost of broadcasting, all the cost of printing our magazines, the cost of living for Mrs. Armstrong and me, all the evangelistic campaigns and the whole work. Back here, when some of you were with us, some of you here were in the church at that time, was running under $5,000 a year, and we thought it was really getting big when it got to $5,000 a year. Now, just postage alone to send out literature, $24,170.15. That's just the postage to send it out to the people, to get the gospel out to them. Where is Sister Starkey? Can you raise your hand and rise up? Let me see. Where is Sister Starkey? Here she is. She used to work in the office for $5 a week with just Mrs. Armstrong. Stand up. Let them see you, Sister Starkey. She's one of the oldest members here. She worked for us when we didn't have $5,000 a year to run the whole work yet, did we, Sister Starkey? What do you think of that? $24,170 in postage alone now. She's seen this work grow. Say, some of you want to check up on Brother Armstrong, too, and on his past. Go back and ask Sister Starkey. She's been with us a long time. I think she'll vouch for us, and we'll vouch for her, too. All right. Equipment, $3,110.13. Repairs, upkeep, and so forth, etc., $219.92. Miscellaneous office expense in the publishing division, $295.60. Total cost of the publishing division now, it costs the college to run the publishing division, $93,066.32, but for running it, it gets back $333,601.65. Now, it pays the college to run the publishing division, doesn't it? And you see, all that difference goes into, well, college salaries and keeping up the plant and buying the buildings and the properties and the operating expenses and helping to make up the deficit that the students can't pay for and board and room. Well, now that's it. Now, here come down the total expenses here. All of these expenses I've given you total up to $439,006.64. And with the deductions, we only had $427,545.92 income. I guess we can't applaud this. We didn't balance the budget. We came out $11,460.72 shy, but wait a minute. That's deficit unpaid checks. I don't quite get it. I thought this up here was deficit unpaid checks, 1955 fiscal. Oh, that was from the year before. That was from the year before, 9,000, and this year it was 11,000 out and unpaid. Otherwise, it would have been balanced. But I think the money was there to pay it when they came in the bank. Well, now if you just have time, I'll give you a little bit of a comparison. Here's an income comparison chart of the comparing the first 6 months of this year, 1956, compared with the first 6 months of a year ago, to show you how the work is growing. January 1st, 1955 through June 15th, 1955. That's 24 weeks. Well, that's not quite 6 months, but it's almost 6 months. The average on a Monday for a weekend, this is all a year and a half ago now, this is 1955, it was averaging our Monday mail, which was for the Sabbath and Sunday and Monday, 3 days, the weekend as we call it, was $7,256.53. That was the average, taking all of our Mondays put together and averaging them together. Whereas this year, in the same identical weeks, 24 weeks calculation, instead of 7,256, it had gone up to 8,251. Now, Tuesday's mails averaged last year, in the first 6 months, $2,546.73. This year, it averaged $3,115.14. And Tuesday or Wednesday are our latest days in the week ordinarily. Now, Wednesday, the other light day, averaged last year, $2,694. This year, $2,792. You see, Tuesday came way up this year for some reason. Wednesday was an increase, but not a very big increase. Now, Thursdays, a year ago, Thursday is usually our biggest day, sometimes Friday, but more often Thursday. We had an average of 3,664 on Thursdays the first half of last year, whereas the first half of this year, we averaged 3,768.57. That is an increase of about $400 a day. Not a very big increase there. Friday, we averaged a year ago $3,125, and this year $3,432. Well, the increases showed this, that the weekend increased. This year, we increased $995 every weekend over the year before, $568 every Tuesday over the year before. For some reason, Tuesdays were going up bigger. Now, there was only a $97 increase on Wednesdays, $404 on Thursdays, $306 on Fridays. And the average day of all days now, a year ago, 2,712. This year, it was 3,051, an increase of 339 per day. Now, let me see. Letters. We were getting an average of 5,223 letters a week a year ago. This year is 5,446 letters per week, 777 per day, an increase of 31 a day over a year before. So, in every way, the increase in letters, everything else. Let's see, I don't quite get this 31 letters at $10.98 a letter. That doesn't mean that there was an average of $10 in every letter we opened, because there isn't. I don't quite understand that. But now, here is another income comparing the first 6 months of this year as compared with the last 6 months of 1955. Now, our last 6 months are always bigger than our first six, so this isn't going to be as much of an increase. But the average daily, I won't take it down through the week, the average daily of the last 6 months of last year was $3,080. Now, that had gone up, you see, from the first 6 months, from $2,712, but the last 6 months it went up to an average of $3,080. Whereas the first 6 months of this year, it really decreased a little bit. $3,051, or $28.98 a day less. However, don't think that the year's going down, because so far, July and August and September have been running way ahead of last year. And we're picking up so far ahead of the first 6 months of this year that I've given you that it's going to pull the year way up. So that our fiscal year wasn't as big as it might have been because the first 6 months didn't show an increase over the last 6 months of last year. And usually it does. That's the second time in 7 years that we have not had an increase the first 6 months of the year over the last six of the year before. And otherwise, every six-month period, without exception, for 7 years has been bigger than the previous 6 months. However, every year has gone way ahead of the year before, every year for 22 years straight. This work is going up and up and up. Some of you have been with us since way back when, and you know the time and when the work was growing, for instance, when people said, well, when this thing folds up. They used to say that about the college. Even Mr. O'Rear has been with us since the college started. He remembers the days when it looked like the college was going to go broke and we were going to have to lose the property and quit. Didn't go broke. We didn't fold up because it's the work of God and it isn't going to fold up. It's getting bigger and bigger. Well, we're over the hump of any anxiety about folding up, brethren. That's true, but we still have to be very much concerned. We have to be, as they say, right on the ball all the time. But a very fine institution has already been built and is being built. One that you can all be proud of. Now, you've been here. You've seen the Ambassador Corral. You saw some of our orchestra and band talent here in the fun show yesterday. We just don't have our orchestra quite ready yet to play here before you, but we have an orchestra. The only thing is, for an orchestra, we don't have enough of the kind of orchestra instruments we want. I think that what Mrs. Martin wants to make it more of a real orchestra is a lot more violins and cellos and that sort of thing. Whereas we have more of the jazz band type instruments at the present time. And I hope that we'll get enough of the other that some of these days we can have a real fine symphonic type orchestra. But our orchestra, by the end of the year, each year, are playing, isn't some of this old thing where half the instruments are on a discord, they're really playing very good, and we do have an orchestra. We have our ambassador clubs. We have all of those things. And by the way, you all want to get that envoy, where you have the whole year's record and the whole college and everything we have. It's a very fine college. I think when you saw the performance the other night at the concert at the Glee Club, you realize that there are not many universities of 2,500 to 5,000 student enrollment that can turn out anything that will compare with what you heard here the other night. It was a very high-class concert, in my judgment, and I have heard the finest. I've heard the finest at the Met, Metropolitan Opera House in New York, at Carnegie Hall in New York, and at the finest places anywhere. And one of the fine places to hear concerts is the Pasadena Civic Auditorium right out in Pasadena, incidentally. And if you have heard the best that there is in the world, you'll have to admit that what you heard here was not anything to be ashamed of at all. It's a very fine institution. I think we can all be proud of it. And so far as the church is concerned, where else is their church preaching the true gospel? The same gospel that Jesus Christ preached to all the world. Now, I didn't tell you all of our stations. As you know, beside the ones I mentioned in my report that are the new ones, we're on Radio Luxembourg, and I sent you a letter of what happened while we almost were put off of Radio Ceylon and how the broadcast is going around the world. Now, there's a great deal more I could tell you for the future. I've already written you a lot in letters and co-worker bulletins. But there is a network open to us in South America now, and in South Africa, right across from Franco's Spain, so that we can go into Spain, and Ted Armstrong is about ready to open up in the Spanish language now. And Dick Armstrong had a letter today, and I didn't have time to read it. He just gave me one or two excerpts from our New York advertising agency saying that there is where was that? A place where he can we can get a radio station and speak in French. Where was it? You remember? Well, Vietnam. And we can reach that part of the world in French, and that's, they speak French more than any other language. I told Dick that we will start it right away if he is ready. And as long as he speaks French, he's not quite sure that he's ready with large enough vocabulary to come out with a full broadcast. But if he is ready, that will start immediately. We're ready to start many more stations. Now, there are a number of stations and network in the Philippine Islands that we're going to start on very soon. And when this is going around the world, brethren, the end of this age is going to come. Well, now, are there any objections or comments? You've heard the report. This is a business meeting before the entire church at large. If not, will you indicate whether or not the report and the statements are approved? Well, you can. Opposites know, the ayes have. That's the way they do at the Democratic and Republican conventions, anyhow. I didn't hear a dissenting voice, did you, Mr. O'Rear? Well, I think now that we will be dismissed. And now, just before we are, however, we're going to have to host some board meetings, and here it is getting almost to dinner time. Well, all the board members of the Eugene Church of Eugene, Oregon, the Radio Church of God, Board of Directors, and the trustees of Ambassador College come immediately to my office. All the trustees of Ambassador College, all of the directors of the Radio Church, and all on the board of the West 8th Street Church at Eugene, Oregon. Will you come immediately to my office, and we'll have to have board meetings. A big part of the board meetings took place here before all of you anyhow, so it won't take us very long in there.
This message is provided by the Bible Study website at address www.biblestudy.org and Barnabas Ministries. Bible Study. You have questions. The Bible has answers. Message introduction and closing by Dave Williams, digitizing and editing by Alan Ruth, and post-production by Mike Summers.